Well, we are bringing you books about the Northland from the Northland and by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, NEMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. And we've been talking with NEMBA Award nominees for months now. So many talented people right here in the Northland. Jeff Manuel's our guest this morning. He's the author of a book called Taconite Dreams, The Struggle to Sustain Mining on Minnesota's Iron Range, 1915 to 2000. Jeff, hey, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
I'm interested in your book, the particular time period that you chose, because you elected the cutoff at 2000 instead of maybe, you know, 2015 or 2005 even. Why that particular time range?
That time range really is what I consider to be the modern Iron Range that is really tied into the history of the taconite industry. Which is, of course, the iron ore that's mined today on the Iron Range, starting from sort of the first experiments with it in 1915. And then I cut it off at 2000 because, like every historian, you sort of have the challenge of at some point you have to draw the line somewhere. So certainly, you know, I do talk in the conclusion about some developments that have happened in the 21st century. But most of the book focuses on kind of getting us up to the situation in that the Iron Range is in the 21st century.
As you talk with people and research the book and saw how much mining is a part of people's culture and heritage and tradition, it's almost in their DNA. In my family, I've got farming that's in the DNA on my dad's side. How do you go about separating something that is so much a part of who you are from whether or not this particular occupation or niche is sustainable going forward as the world changes?
Yeah, it's a really great question, and it's a real big challenge, I think, on the Iron Range. And as I try to point out in the book, you know, the Iron Range is one of many regions based on extractive industries that have challenges like this. And what I try to point out in the book is that, you know, it's not really until the 1950s and into the 60s, into the present, that you see coming together sort of a really distinct Iron Range culture that really sort of is so clearly tied into the history of mining. Obviously, there had been mining for many decades prior to that, but it's not until the sort of mining itself comes to be threatened or it's seen as though it might not continue that people on the Iron Range, and especially policymakers, really rally around the identity of the region as a mining region. And that's when you see efforts to start to commemorate the history of mining in the region, to celebrate its heritage through places like Iron World, now Minnesota Discovery Center, places like that. So I was really, frankly, a little surprised when I started doing the research to find that there was a lot of folks working hard to develop that close identity of mining in the range later in the 20th century than I thought it was going to be.
Boy, that really is interesting because that, again, is something that I would not have thought. I would have thought that that was something that was going on all along, and yet it was only in the response to a threat. As you look at it, how do you see or do you feel comfortable making observations, recommendations about how people move forward and whether or not they should continue to locate themselves in this identity or whether the time has come to be heartless and cold about it, to just move on to something else?
Yeah. Yeah, it's such a challenging question. And, you know, I'm not from the Iron Range, and so I'm frankly a little hesitant to tell anybody else, you know, what they should do with their own identity. One thing I think you'll find, though, when you do talk to folks on the Iron Range or folks who are from the Iron Range is, you know, so much of that identity has had to be sustained, sort of the ranger identity has had to be sustained by people who aren't there anymore. And, you know, for decades now, people have had to leave the Iron Range to look for better jobs. So they're in the Twin Cities, they're in Duluth, they're in Chicago. They're in, you know, the Sun Belt and L.A. and Phoenix and places like that. And it's oftentimes in those places that people have come together in bars or maybe, you know, Facebook groups or things like that to sort of celebrate this identity. So in a way, it mirrors, you know, what you see in a lot of cases in sort of so-called immigrant or emigrant subcultures, right, where people sort of leave the homeland and try and recreate some element or hold on really tightly to some element of it, even though they've had to leave the place that they're from.
So you can take the ranger out of the range, but you can't take the range out of the ranger.
Yeah, that's certainly true.
Jeff, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Great to talk with you as well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Jeff Manuel, the author of a book called Taconite Dreams, The Struggle to Sustain Mining on Minnesota's Iron Range, 1915 through 2000. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.